Parshos, actually Parshiyos, Matos, Masei, Tovshinayin Hey, Shabbos Chazak, a lot of stuff going on this week. And you know, when I look back at the Shiurim from the last 5 years, it was interesting that I mentioned, I think in every year, when we got to the Shabbos Chazak of Parsha, either sometimes it was Matos, Masei, together, other times it was Parshas Maaseh alone, but each time we spoke about the Chazak in Seder Bamidbar, we mentioned how time has flown by this year, and we mentioned, just looking ahead a little bit, that the next Chazak that we have is on Simchas Torah. It's hard to believe, but it is. We went through the entire year, and now we're next week, Amir Hashem, we're going to be starting Chumash Devarim. Tonight, Rosh Chodesh Av, we begin the 9 days, 9 very sad days where we remember, we commemorate the destruction of the Batei Mikdash many years ago, and we're still today in Golus waiting for something to happen, waiting for us to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. But we're going to begin this week's shiur by speaking about the Parshiyos Matos Maaseh, more specifically Parshas Maaseh this week. And the beginning of this week's Parsha, in Parshas Maaseh, the second Parsha of this week, the Torah discusses and lists the stops and travels that the Bnei Yisrael did during their 40 years of traversing the wilderness, the Midbar. And the Torah tells us, I believe it's 42 stops, the Torah tells us specifically each place that they stopped and that they started. And each stop along the way, the Torah goes, and the Torah makes a point of listing each and every stop. It doesn't skip any of them. And it lists every single one. So Nesiva Shalom, while commenting on this inyan of mentioning all the stops and starting of the Midbar, Nesiva Shalom brings a beautiful lesson from the Kabrina Rav Zechusa Yagin Aleinu. And he says, on the words, the first two words of the Parsha of Eile Maaseh, that these are the travels. And the Kabrina Rav speaks about these two words. And you know what he says? Tziva Shalom brings down, and it's a beautiful, beautiful lesson. It's something really which we need to think about and remember. Zotan Tziva Shalom, that the worst thing, or one of the worst things that can happen to a person, is when a person becomes complacent. When a person comes to terms with their matzav. Yeah, I'm okay with the way I am. Things are going okay. You know what? It's a little bit too much effort to do anything more. When a person becomes complacent with their matzav, person becomes complacent with their level, with their place in life, and their place in the world, that's not a good thing. When we're okay, okay the way we are. One of the obligations of a person, says the Nesiva Shalom, is that every person has to keep moving in life. Every person has an obligation to get up and keep moving. You should not be standing. A person needs to grow. A person needs to graduate from one level to another. You have to constantly want to and work on raising your level. You have to, from one stop in your life, just like we're speaking about the stops in the Midbar, where they went 42 times, they began going, and then they stopped. And then they started again, and then they stopped. That's the way a person's life has to be. Where we're constantly looking to raise our level, to go ahead in life. And really, it's based also on this psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, in Parshas Lech Lecha, the beginning of the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha. That Avram Avinu, Hashem was telling him, the job of a Yid is Lech Lecha, to keep moving. Not to be complacent, not to be happy with your place and where you are. Lech Lecha. The Torah tells us after that, Vayelech Avram, that Avram went, Haloich v'nasoya hanegba. That Avram Avinu, always kept moving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, your job now is Lech Lecha, And the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu understood that lesson and he kept on moving. Just like in this week's Parsha, where we see one stop and then they started again and they made another stop. Avraham Avinu knew that lesson and he internalized it. Avraham Avinu understood that you have to keep moving. And he kept moving because our problems begin, says the Nesiv HaShalom, when we're stagnant. When we're happy, we're okay the way we are. Listen, it's good. I have a good life. I learned already my years in yeshiva. I put in my time. I'm already a half a shtickel Talmud Chacham. I know enough stuff. I don't have to work that hard. That's when it's dangerous, when a person is not moving and you're not growing. And it's for that reason that Hashem made renewal as part of the Bria. Each and every day, HaMechadesh B'tuvoy B'chol Yom Tomid Maaseh Bereishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just created the world and put it on autopilot. But Hashem made that renewal every day, the sun coming up. Every single day is a new opportunity. It gets dark, and then the world goes around, and once again we get up, and the sun comes up. Once again, also we'll mention what the Nesiv HaShalom says many times, that each Shabbos gives the world a new lease for another 6 days. That really the world was created just to get to the next Shabbos. And Shabbos Kodesh comes along and gives the world a new lease. Again, renewal, another step. Each Hischadshus is another stop in life, another Nesia in our lives. And each stop over here, we see in our Parsha, the Torah tells us, Vayis'u Vayachanu, that they traveled and they stopped. And you know, we say it over and over, Vayis'u me here, Vayachanu over there. Then Vayis'u me there, and they went on to the next stop. So Vayis'u is to get up, right? Vayis'u, we're saying now that there's two different stages. Vayis'u is to get up and get there. That's what Nesiv HaShalom says. You have to get up and go somewhere. Vayachanu is the next step, where you settle in and you look around and you see, okay, what has to be done to make something constructive out of my place right now? Vayisu, vayachanu. Vayachanu is to take control over your environment in your new place and your new stage in life where you are right now. And vayachanu, to take over that matzav. So you have your new place, your new nisyonis, wherever you are at that time, that's vayachanu. Let's make something out of this. And we all know, and everybody can identify with this, that there are times in our lives, and everybody has such a matzav, where we know where you have all of a sudden, you have some kind of inspiration. You want to accomplish something. You want to do something. You want to get somewhere. We have this inspiration, and many, many times what happens, it fizzles out. You know, we lose our cheshek, the brand that you started off with sort of gets subdued a little bit. Somebody else or you, somebody pours cold water on the idea and it doesn't happen. So the Nesiv HaShalom says, you know what that is? That's because you only have a Vayisu. You're missing the Vayachanu. Vayisu, I want to go, I'm going. But then it fizzles out. Vayachanu means, okay, now I'm there, I have to make something good out of it. You know, to settling in, to accomplish what you need to do, that's vayachanu, that you're missing. See, Shalom brings an analogy to this from a previous Lanam Rebbe. He says a beautiful vart as the way to grow in Avodas Hashem. He says like this, if a person is trying to climb a mountain, in those days, I guess, maybe they didn't have, today we would use a car and a car-pulled trailer, maybe a mobile home, whatever you want to call it, you have to get up a mountain. And there's a wagon, right? You're trying to climb a mountain with a wagon. So if you attempt to scale the entire mountain at one time, what's going to happen basically? You're going to tire out and you're going to be unable to do it. And it's very likely that you're just going to tumble and fall all the way back the mountain. That's the way it is. The right way to do something is to go and you stop along the way. And if you're going up a steep mountain and you make a stop, you know what you do? You get out of your vehicle, you get out of the wagon, and you put something behind that at least, wherever you are, we don't want to slip all the way down. Let me at least, so if I fall, I'll fall just a little bit. And you're starting to realize what Nesiv HaShalom is saying here. He's comparing that to life and Avodas Hashem. that we, in other words, you want to be able to take your next step, you have to first have where you settle in a place and you go slowly and always make sure that you just raise yourself just a little bit where you're not going to fall all the way down the mountain. Then we can regroup and we get ourselves together to make our next move. And it's that way also in Avodas Hashem. It's that way physically. And Avodas Hashem is the same way. If you try to leap and say you're going to become right tomorrow, the Gadol Hador, and that's it, and you're going to accomplish everything and do every chesed in the book and everything, likely, by the time you wake up tomorrow, it's all a dream. You're going right back down the mountain. But if you add a little bit, and you make sure you don't fall back, that's how you grow. That's how you grow in life. And that is the inyan of our parsha, of what we say over and over, Vayisu, Vayachanu, that they traveled, they went the distance, Vayachanu, and then they stopped. After each stop, they would stop and gather their strength together and acclimate themselves to the new position and gain whatever they had to gain from that place until they would reach Eretz Yisrael, until they would reach the high madrega of being in Eretz Yisrael, which was their destination. And is the way of growth that each person should do and each person should follow. The Nesiv HaShalom also connects our time of year that we're in right now, the Bein HaMitzarim, like we mentioned, tonight is Rosh Chodesh Av, we're entering the 9 days. The Nesiv HaShalom connects that to the lesson that we just learned in this week's Parsha. And as scary as this sounds, as we spoke about how the time goes by, Nesiv HaShalom says that these weeks of darkness, these 3 weeks, the 9 days, they are a step up the mountain, that proverbial mountain that we just discussed, they are the step up the mountain that we need to climb toward the Yomim Noraim, toward Elul, toward Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's right around the corner. It's right here before you turn around. It's 2 months from tonight is Rosh Hashanah. So Nesiv HaShalom says that we go through these weeks of darkness. It's a step that we have to take and that we need to take toward the Yom Noraim. It's the beginning of our trip up the mountain. It's the beginning of our growing. It's the beginning of our taking stock. So we need to remember the lesson of this week's Parsha, of traveling, of moving. We need to remember this lesson that we always, as a human being, as a person, as a Jew, we have to remember stagnation is not in our vernacular. It's not in our vocabulary. We can't afford that. We have to continue moving. We have to be moving. We have to keep wanting to grow. It's one thing to grow, but it's another thing. First, you have to want to grow. We have to want that. We have to keep accomplishing. We have to keep challenging ourselves to raise our level. Don't be the same person tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. Don't be the same person that you are today. Because then really, essentially, you're not alive. You're not growing. You're not accomplishing. Hashem wants to see a person that's moving. And even if a person has already and does accomplish great things in their lives, guess what? You could do more. And you should be doing more. And you should take whatever you've accomplished and don't sit back and say, okay, now I'm ready for a photo op. I'm ready to be on the Lakewood Scoop. I'm ready to be everywhere. I'm already an accomplished person. I don't have to do anymore. No, it's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants Vayisu Vayachanu. You stop now. You take stock of where you are. You make sure you don't fall back. Make sure you can handle where you are. And then you have to grow. And that's the lesson of this week's Parsha. And that's the lesson of the 3 weeks. And that's the lesson that we're going to need for the next 2 months leading up to the Yom Noraim. It's a lesson we have to remember. We should work on this lesson. And we should use the time that we have. It's a time of introspection, the time of the 9 days, to think about the Beis HaMikdash, how we have to think about what happened with Tzinas Chinam and Midos and Torah. We have to think about everything, how we're going to grow. Before I end, I just want to a programming note. Next week's shiur will be at Out to Lunch on Cedar Bridge Avenue. And you know we always have a lot, the shiur during the 9 days is there. And I want to invite everybody to please come along to be there. And we should talk to be zoicha, that we should be able to greet Mashiach, that the Tisha B'Av this year that is scheduled to come in 9 days from now should be a Yom Tov.